Hey, I got one for Coach Hayes and Ryan Mueller. It's Kelce Robinette with the Wichita Eagle, Kansas City Star. UCLA has given up a large number of sacks this season. When you see those kind of stats, does that make you more aggressive to try to match them, or do you stick with the same approach you've had all year?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of people ask me about our approach, and I'll let Ryan talk about this. But each week we look at the opponent by strategies, but we also look at them by personnel. And if there's matchups that we can find where you can get an extra advantage in rushing the passer, we try to find it. Every defensive team does that. But the most important thing is that UCLA is probably not happy with that sack number. But, you know, they make a lot of good plays throwing the football, too. 38, whatever their number is, 36 sacks for the year. You know, they're probably not happy with that number. But they still make enough plays down the field to make up for those sacks. And what we got to do is we got to make sure that we make him uncomfortable. You can't always count on sacks. But you need to, you know, as we tell our rush guys, and Ryan will expound on it, but we're just trying to get after the quarterback and affect him. Get in his face, cause a bad throw, give us a chance to pick a ball or whatever. So, Ryan, you got it.
Coach Hayes pretty much said it all. You know, we got to affect the quarterback. That statistic is certainly eye-popping. Again, probably something UCLA is not proud of, but it's something we need to take advantage of and do everything in our power to get to the quarterback and get after him and either knock down his passes, tip balls, or, you know, get those sacks or tackles for loss. So he's an athletic quarterback. He can move around in the pocket. That's something we've had trouble with. But, you know, next Friday presents an opportunity for us to capitalize and come away with victory.
Ryan, a follow-up with defense. The zone read, and you too, Jonathan. UCLA runs a lot of that. You've seen a lot of that this season, starting with Auburn. You did a very good job against that, and then, of course, into some of the other offenses. What are the things that you look for, both in your individual jobs there on the zone read, and how difficult is that to handle?
It's not something that's too difficult to handle. You know, all the practices leading up to, you know, we've worked on that, so. You know, it's just trusting your fundamentals and taking your practice reps and applying them to the game reps, and keeping an eye on the mesh and what I mean by mesh is when the quarterback's getting ready to put the ball in the running back's lap and whether he pulls it or not. That's the mesh point, and just, you know, keeping an eye on that and don't blink because you might miss.
Thank you, Ryan. Jonathan.
Yeah. I mean, Ryan covered a lot of it. I piggyback off what he said, but you know, as a defense, we all work together as one unit, and so obviously, as a linebacker, I have different responsibilities than Ryan does, and so if the quarterback wants to pull it, you know, that's more Ryan's deal, and you know, if he wants to give it to the running back, you know, that's my deal, and I just have to, you know, make the right read, get in my gap, and make the play if it comes to me.
Jonathan, we had a social media question. Have you given thought, or if you tell us a little bit about your journey from walk-on to where you are today in your last game and what you're feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I get that question a lot from a lot of media. You know, just all the time. The walk-ons can attest to that. But it's, you know, it's been a great ride, and you know, I'm just extremely honored to be on this team, and you know, to have come this far with my teammates, with my brothers. And, you know, it's been an amazing time, and we just need to finish strong.
Thank you.
Sean, a follow-up to that. You got four guys up here that are former walk-ons, which is absolutely remarkable. What's that meant for your program and your dad's program at Kansas State?
Well, our walk-on program, you know, the way we look at it is I mean, we're going after guys, and we're recruiting, whether they come in on a scholarship or whether they come in as a walk-on. I mean, we're recruiting those guys to be players, and you know, some schools don't take that approach. They take the approach of, well, we got to get some guys out here that can fill a scout squad. Our approach is more so of recruiting guys that can come in and be players, and eventually, you know, if all goes well, they get rewarded with a scholarship and can continue to be successful. So, you know, that's our approach to it, and it's it's kind of the heart and soul of the program. It's what we've built off of.
Question. Dante, do you have somebody asked about a memory about you and Tyler growing up. Is there a story, go-to story you tell people?
I would say the first year we ever played football together, he invited the whole football team to his birthday party, and he didn't invite me. And I was upset about that for about a year and a half.
Any more questions?
Still bitter.
Still salty. Question for Randall. Talk about what you think is going to be in your mind as you run through the tunnel on Friday night.
Man, it's going to be a lot of emotions running through my mind, you know. Our last game to be in this purple, you know, it's been a great journey here. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. I never seen that, you know, that last game would come to an end. But, you know, as these last few days fill up, you know, it's coming to an end. And, you know, it's going to be remarkable. And we just want to finish strong and, you know, just start fresh for the 2015 program. And, you know, I talked about it with a couple of our other players that, you know, our first game was we played UCLA. And, you know, now we're finishing our last game playing UCLA. So I think that's something real special. You know, just to finish the season out with.
Back.
This one's for Coach Hayes. Danny Wilniak, KWCH 12 in Wichita. How would you define the personality of this defense?
The best term I would use is hardworking. They go 100 miles an hour every day in practice. And do I have to get after them a little bit once in a while to remind them to do that? Yeah. But that's my job. But I don't have to do it very much. This has been a really good group, led by a bunch of great seniors right down this row. And as I've told them many times in team meetings, the team is going to go as they go. It's the coaches. We coach the players. That's a given. But every good team I've ever been on at any place I've been has all been driven by ownership of the players. They take ownership at what they do. And when they do that, I think you got a chance to be successful, and these guys have done a great job of that.
Dante, being the underclass guy here, what would it mean for you guys to be able to go out with 10 wins? You know, talk about before Christmas time, you all were talking about the fact that last year's bowl win kind of catapulted you guys into the next one.
Yeah, so last year I feel that bowl game set the foundation to winning bowl games here in the future. And going into this season, we want to have another big season and build on our season from last year and get a 10-win season. That's been the goal all season, or even better. So we want to finish the season with a win this year, so then next year we can go into the off season prepared to have an even better season next year.
Ryan, Coach Hayes alluded to the fact that you sometimes play your own defense. You agree with that? And if so, whose defense are you playing?
I think I have to agree with that if I want to be able to play on Friday. So, you know, sometimes when you're going 100 miles an hour, you're not going to always play perfect. You might make some mistakes along the way. But, you know, I've always been told if you play the game as hard as you possibly can, good things are going to happen. You know, I can't say the same for golf. If you try to swing and hit the ball as hard as you can, I mean, you never know where it's going to go. But with football, sometimes good things happen.
Okay, one more. Weston, we have one about talk about your pride leading a special teams unit that annually leads the nation.
For me, I mean, it was kind of a niche that I found when I came in here as a walk-on. It was my way of getting onto the field. And, I mean, the coaches gave me an opportunity to get out there, but I mean, I take a lot of pride in it because that's my time when I'm out there, and there's a lot of guys on the team that do the same thing and maybe have moved on from doing that. Jonathan started out playing on special teams. I think it's a good way to get guys invested in the team and show that they can make an impact regardless of their time on the field.
Ryan, tomorrow we'll have the opportunity, hopefully, to talk to Jake Waters, your quarterback. I remember you guys in Dallas taking selfies of Big 12 media, and you know, how long has it seemed since those days in Dallas, and what has the journey been like being able to witness what Jake has been able to do in both his junior and senior season. I mean, it's one of the best quarterback seasons K-State's had.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly saw that the work ethic was there to be a great player from the moment Jake came onto the team and participated in workouts. And I kind of talked about this in our senior speeches that a lot of guys got up and spoke to the night before Baylor. And that was one of the things that I said to the entire team, but directly pointing out to Jake, you know, how much I admired his work ethic from the moment he got here, that, you know, when I'd be conditioning and working, I'd look across the field and I would see Jake competing. And I always saw him, you know, finishing through that line first. And, you know, that gave me confidence that, you know, our quarterback wants the number one spot and he wants to be a leader. And for him to have that work ethic, you know, while nobody's watching him, or Jake wasn't aware that I was looking over there counting on him to push himself. But, you know, every guy up here would say the same thing about Jake, that, you know, he just works extremely hard. And to see him thrive in the last two seasons that he's had, it's, you know, we expected Jake to do that just because he works so hard. And then, you know, this season and last season, he was able to show off his talents and get noticed for it. But it's certainly something we all saw coming.
Are you good with one-on-one, or you want to ask it from
just
one? Okay. Last question.
For any of the defensive players, oftentimes you guys are referred to as overachievers, and I wonder if there's any kind of misconception, you know, to that label, or if it's something you embrace.
Well, you know, I think every guy at this table works extremely hard. To look at it as, you know, guys up here don't have any talent would be absurd. You know, college football presents an opportunity to you to where if you take coaching, you believe in yourself, and you apply everything you learn from your coaches and apply them out onto the field, anybody can be a good football player. Yes, you have to have some athletic ability, which every guy at this table does possess. But at this level, you can be a successful player just by outworking people. And, you know, that's what everybody at this table does.
Thank you, coaches, players.